A Man for All Seasons, George Bernard Shaw, In His Time. Written by George Bernard Shaw. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano. George Bernard Shaw was born on July 26, 1856. At his insistence, however, he was known simply as Bernard Shaw. He was, of course, a great Irish playwright, critic, and political activist. His influence on Western theater, culture, and politics extended from the 1880s to his death and far beyond. He wrote more than 60 plays, introducing major works such as Man and Superman, Pygmalion, and Saint Joan. With a range incorporating both contemporary satire and historical allegory, Shaw became the leading dramatist of his generation and in 1925 was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Born in Dublin, Shaw moved to London in 1876, where he struggled to establish himself as both a writer and novelist, and embarked upon a rigorous process of self-education. By the mid-1880s, he had become a respected theater and music critic. Following a political awakening, he joined the gradualist Fabian Society and became one of its most prominent members. Shaw had been writing plays for years before his first public success, Arms and the Man, in 1894. Influenced by Heinrich Ibsen, he sought to introduce a new realism into English language drama, using his plays as vehicles to disseminate his political, social, and religious ideas. By the early 20th century, his reputation as a dramatist was secured with a series of critical and popular successes, which included Major Barbara, The Doctor's Dilemma, and Caesar and Cleopatra. Shaw's expressed views were often contentious. He promoted eugenics and alphabet reform, and opposed vaccination and organized religion. He courted unpopularity by denouncing both sides in the First World War as equally culpable. Although not a Republican, he castigated British policy on Ireland in the post-war period. These stances, however, had no lasting effect on his standing or productivity as a dramatist. The interwar years saw a series of often ambitious plays which achieved varying degrees of popular success. In 1938, he provided the screenplay for a filmed version of his Pygmalion, for which he received an Academy Award. His appetite for politics and controversy remained undiminished. By the late 1920s, he had largely renounced Fabian Society gradualism and often wrote and spoke favorably of dictatorships on the left and the right. He expressed admiration for both Mussolini and Stalin. In the final decade of his life, he made fewer public statements, but continued to write prolifically until shortly before his death at age 94, having refused all state honors, including the Order of Merit in 1946. Since Shaw's death, scholarly and critical opinion has varied about his work, but he has regularly been rated as second only to Shakespeare among British dramatists. Analysts recognized his extensive influence on generations of English language playwrights. The great life, work, and ideals of George Bernard Shaw have now entered the pantheon of our consciousness and culture, and so it shall forever be.
Most people either say that they agree with Bernard Shaw or that they do not understand him. I am the only person who understands him, and I do not agree with him. G.K. Chesterton. The Problem of a Preface. A peculiar difficulty arrests the writer of this rough study at the very start. Many people know Mr. Bernard Shaw chiefly as a man who would write a very long preface, even to a very short play, and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?